When you look at Bitcoin as a whole, and we're looking at a lot of these other assets, the past month has been one of the, I guess if you're looking for volatility, one of the most more boring months in the crypto space in quite some time.
24 hours later.
Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night. Just kidding. I know you're not having a great day if you're long in the crypto markets right now. Markets are absolutely worked. Absolutely have fallen off a cliff. Bitcoin has fallen through yearly support. Everything else is down much, much harder. Unless you're short, your day might be sucking a little bit. And there's really only one thing to do after I personally jinxed the entire market yesterday by talking about how Bitcoin is the new stablecoin, by talking about how Bitcoin is boring, by talking about how there's no Bitcoin volatility anymore, and then Bitcoin just proceeds to dump off the face of the earth. I have a message, and actually, I don't really have a message. It's the guy from the award-winning movie, Titanic, everybody's favorite. So there's only one way to start off this clip, and it's with reusing the clip I love every single time. So,
is there anyone alive out there? Can anyone hear me?
Can anybody hear me? No, we're all dead. You're probably not even watching this right now, because I don't think there's anybody left in the crypto market at all. And the only people that probably are left are going to comment on this video and say Bitcoin is a Ponzi I bought in January. I hate you. I hate my life. So hey, what's up? But getting into it today, Bitcoin, obviously, if we're looking at the chart right here, it is totally 100%, 1,000% wrecked. And I think it was Romano tweeted, shout out Romano. Unfortunately, the bull market did not last after he ventured into the great unknown, aka the great dark place. But shout out to Romano for a funny tweet. You know the chart is absolutely wrecked when the candle in the wick, or specifically in this case the wick, drops all the way down to the volume here. So that's when you know we're pretty damn murdered. And this is the same for Bitcoin, this is the same for every single altcoin. If we pop over here to on-chain FX, we have out of the 107 crypto assets on-chain FX, there is not one that is in the green today against the US dollar. Not one asset is in the green. And that is very much because Bitcoin is down 12%. And we have Dogecoin, the store of value, down only 11%. But across the board, not a lot of great things. And $6,000 in general, and I think 5,800 was the number that a lot of people looked at, was liking what we were seeing above $6,000. But where we are right now, not a fantastic place to be. I am not super excited about it at all. We've plunged through the 12-month low, plunged through support. Not a lot of good data, not a lot of good on the chart. I personally, as far as things go, if we pop over to Twitter, I personally, and this is again because I hate money, I bought at, where we go here, I tweeted about this at 11:38 Eastern time today. After things initially took the dip, I bought in this range, the 56.50 range, I believe it was. Bought around the 56.50 range and am pretty close to getting stopped out right now. And of course it is because indeed I do actually hate money. Thought maybe we'd see a little bit of a rebound back up, and it turns out that that has not happened at all. So I'm pretty close to getting stopped out at this point in time. We'll see how that goes, but didn't want to risk too much for me. Generally speaking, when I'm looking at the market right now, I'm not incredibly excited about what we see. And a lot of it too, I don't think people are necessarily completely associating it with this, but I do think there is something to be said about this whole Bitcoin Cash, BTC or Bitcoin Cash ABC versus SV Satoshi's vision, the ABC versus SV shit show that's going on, and basically the hash power debate that is essentially happening, and some of the uncertainty around what Bitmain will do and what these companies will do with the Bitcoin that they have, if they're going to sell that to gain full control. Craig Wright is going nuts on Twitter. Things are looking a little bit crazy. And BCHSV has come almost out of nowhere, not necessarily out of nowhere, but BCH, I do not want to confuse Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. BCHSV and BCHABC. BCH in the futures market, ABC, was way, way above. And Satoshi's vision, SV, has since caught up pretty significantly and has really narrowed that price differential quite a bit and continues to do so on the back of BCHSV. There's just way too many letters. Just give me Bitcoin. I don't want this 5-6 character mumbo jumbo bullshit. But this is on Poloniex. They have the futures market available right now, and it's a tops in volume, which is pretty funny. But BCHSV has been picking up a ton of steam, and it's really due to Craig Wright throwing a ton of hash power. And we have Bitmain at a pretty big crossroads about what they're going to do with their BTC hash power, with their BTC in general, and how bad that they want to save this attempt at Bitcoin Cash. And I do think part of this dump, I don't know, I'm sure behind the scenes there's a significant amount of manipulation. There's also a lot of people's stops are getting taken out, and you've seen some pretty massive liquidations across BitMEX. Just not a great situation in general. And per usual, when the market goes nuts, BitMEX wasn't functioning well. Binance, surprisingly, usually Binance functions pretty well through these types of scenarios. Binance was basically inaccessible, and when you could log in, you got kicked out. When you tried to enter a trade, it said, you know, you didn't have enough. It was a whole mess. Binance was a whole mess as well. So what am I keeping an eye on? Well, hopefully not going to zero, and we'll see exactly how that pans out. But right now, we'll see where we find support, but it's pretty clear we've broken through support. So, I don't know if that's at $5,000, if it's below $5,000, but I was really hoping to see Bitcoin hold the $6,000 mark. That hasn't happened, so we'll have to see where the next level of support is, and if I get stopped out in the very near future here on the Bitcoin that I just bought maybe 3 hours ago, I'm fine with that, and I'm fine sitting out in fiat until we eventually see us find a bottom and try to, see if I could try to either, catch the pop or find another bottom. So we'll see what's up there. The last thing I'll cover today too is, this is something I saw get a ton of press on CoinDesk, on The Block, and a couple other websites. And this is a cool idea. It is CoinMine One. They have a number of different investors. It is a pretty high quality investors. It's a $799, $800 device that is supposed to be a kind of all-in-one cryptocurrency miner. They have investors from Coinbase, Arrington Capital, Morgan Creek, Product Hunt. So some solid investors, and they're supposed to be launching this, retailing it, in shipping in mid-December. Basically what this is it is a supposed to be a miner that can either mine ETH out of the box, Monero or Zcash or Ether Classic, and also run a Bitcoin Lightning node, Dfinity node, or Filecoin node as well, or run the staking for Dfinity and Filecoin. But a lot of people were celebrating this, like, this is fantastic, this is great for, for people to get into the crypto world, which it is. It's cool if you can have a slick looking, crypto miner that looks like an Xbox that you can just pop in using a regular power cord. That's awesome. That would be huge for adoption, in my opinion. However, when you actually run any of these numbers on the mining itself, I didn't pull this up right now, but if you do like crypto mining compare, so if we do 29 mega hash per second here, I'll pull it up just so you guys can see this. A crypto compare, if we go ETH, we got 29 mega hash per second. The power consumption, I believe they said, was 120 watts. And we'll just say, for sake of arguments, it's 10 cents per kilowatt. You're looking at about $3 in profit per month, and the actual pool fee here is about 5%, so even less than that. So when we're looking at this right now, this looks fantastic. It's cool. It's a 700, or a lot of people are talking about an $800 device. Looks pretty, might open the door to some people. But when you think about it, I'm going to spend $800, and this is Ethereum, but it's also true if I were to do the same with Monero, Zcash, or Ethereum Classic. Basically the same. Zcash wasn't even profitable. But why would you ever spend $800 for, but whether or not ETH profits $3 a month, it's going to take you forever to, like, literally forever to break even. That the mining equipment would just be totally, totally obsolete. And if we go down here, the CEO, I think, says, if you're going to be doing this from home, it's bad advice to buy and sell. You should really hold. You're holding and waiting for a 10x, 100x, or 1000x. Well, unless you're just really interested in doing this as a tiny baby hobby, hoping that something pulls a 10x, 100x, or 1000x to retain profitability, not the best move. Even if this item does pull a 10, even if Ethereum, you know, you mine Ethereum, pulls a 10x, so you're getting $25 a month. Still going to take you multiple years to break even with this device, with Ethereum hitting a 10x. 100x is still going to take you a few months to break even. You know, you're better off actually building a mining rig from scratch than you are with something pre-done like this, in my opinion. Cool concept, really cool optically, great investors, love the concept, but when I'm looking at something like this, I think, you know, why the economics have to make sense for adoption. That's kind of my thought process. People can simply go to, you know, CryptoCompare.com or any of these other ones and run the economics themselves and see, hey, this is not going to break even in my lifetime. It's probably not the best move for me. I can just buy Ethereum. I can take that $800 and just buy Ethereum or buy Bitcoin or buy whatever I want to do with that. So something to consider as I'm looking at this right now. Outside of that, tonight we'll be going live with a bunch of my colleagues and a number of my partners that we're working with at AirSwap for an hour-long stream. Should be great. We're going to have an OTC trading desk, QCP, on there. We're going to have Securitize, the CTO of Securitize, who is running the DS protocol. It's a security token protocol that we've integrated with at AirSwap. And then also we're going to have Todd, the CEO of Propeller, on with Oved, the co-founder of AirSwap, to talk about a $36 million condominium in Manhattan that Todd is in the process of tokenizing as a company. So really good content tonight. Would love for you to check that out. Outside of that, appreciate the time. Hopefully we see a bounce here. Have no idea if it's coming, but wish you the best in the market, whether you're buying, selling, holding, trading, whatever it might be. Take it easy. Crypto Bobby. Peace.